A town hall was held Tuesday afternoon at the University of Albany on underage drinking. Our community, our health, our future, a conversation addressing underage drinking, featured a panel including Congressman Paul Tonko, academic leaders, law enforcement officials, the mayor of Albany, Kathy Sheehan, mental health professionals, and government officials. One of the organizers of the event is Dr. Dolores Cimini, Assistant Director for Prevention and Program Evaluation at the Counseling and Psychological Services at the University at Albany.
Underage drinking is a very serious national issue. There are a number of statistics that tell us that. For example, each year, about 1,800 college students die from alcohol use. There are over 600,000 sexual assaults. There are incidents of fighting, vandalism, dropping grades, missing classes, and many other consequences of alcohol use. And alcohol misuse and underage drinking does not just affect college students. It may start as early as elementary school and high school. So it's a really, really serious issue in which there are very significant needs to address it.
What does it mean to the academic performance of many students? Does it lead to a lot of dropouts?
Alcohol abuse among college students is related to dropping out of school, stopping out of school, that is, students interrupting their completion of the academic degree, as well as consequences such as dropping grades, missing classes, not being able to complete internships.
For the most part, the drinking age would limit most undergraduates from legally purchasing alcohol. The drinking age is 21. Certainly some seniors, some grad students could legally drink, but how are the students obtaining this? Is the laws against underage drinking, against underage alcohol sales being enforced?
While there are laws to keep to the 21 and over drinking age, there are unfortunately some establishments that are not adhering to the drinking laws. In addition, young people may encourage others who are over 21 to purchase alcohol for them, and they consume it in that way. So there are ways that underage drinkers can get around the laws, unfortunately.
What do you hope to establish? What do you hope to get out of today's symposium?
Today's town meeting will bring together government officials, leaders in the prevention field, individuals who do interventions, representatives from the community, and representatives from college campuses. And we hope to have the opportunity to have a conversation around underage drinking, to see what the key issues are, and to hopefully develop a plan to work together to prevent and reduce the consequences of underage drinking.
Dr. Dolores Cimini is the Assistant Director for Prevention and Program Evaluation at the Counseling and Psychological Services at the University at Albany.